It's time for the Did You Know Show. And yes, I know you hear my voice. Brent decided he wanted to be cool cat and go to another wedding. And so he's out at a bachelor party enjoying his weekend out. He'll be back on Tuesday. But it's me and Cody. We're going to do your Did You Know Show for today.
Did You Know No Show.
Yeah,
here we are.
The show of the no, do you?
We be here.
And we're going to go ahead and let you kick us off, Cody.
Okay, perfect. So, Noah, I love Guns N' Roses.
Oh, absolutely.
So, Guns N' Roses.
The band and the things.
Oh, yeah. and the things. Perfect. I love that. So, Guns N' Roses wrote Sweet Child of Mine in 5 minutes.
Wow.
So, Sweet Child of Mine is from their first debut album, Appetite for Destruction. It is an iconic rock song that still is heard frequently today, still played. Surprisingly, the song is a result of the band playing around with their instruments. Slash, the lead guitarist, we all know who Slash is.
Right.
He told Rolling Stones that it was an interesting sort of pattern. I never thought it was going to become a song. And so Axl Rose, the lead singer, finished writing the lyrics in 5 minutes while hearing the guitar riffs from the other room. So as a result of Sweet Child of Mine, it spent 24 weeks in the charts in the number one place, which is absolutely mind-blowing when you think they wrote it in 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Ding, 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 ding. That's like the first thing I ever learned to play on my guitar.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's awesome.
Do I know how to play it currently? Probably not. But
I can't play.
That is originally
I tried guitar
what I
one time, and it didn't work out. I played the first riffs of Iron Man by
Ozzy. Oh, yeah. It just takes a few.
And then that was it. Strings. And I never, that's all I learned. But yeah, that's mine.
There you go. That's super cool. And I'm going to like take us a whole different direction here, and we're going to talk about food.
Oh, I love food.
Yeah, unfortunately,
this is for all our foodies.
I kind of thought this was going to be a little bit more interesting because now that I've read them all, I'm like, okay, it kind of makes sense. But regardless, I'm going to give you all the information anyways. So I've got 6 different foods, if you want to call them foods, that never expire.
Ooh.
So these are 6 things that never expire. That's why I like. I get it's food, but I don't categorize it as food, and you'll know what I mean as soon as I say this one. So number one is vinegar.
Yeah.
Vinegar never expires.
Well, it's used for a lot of things, though.
Right. But I'm like not just going around
food,
eating
clean,
vinegar,
clean.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever. This one is a food. White rice never goes bad. Doesn't matter how long. You can box it up, do whatever. White rice will never go bad until you cook it, obviously.
Right. Yeah,
you cook it, you leave
it after that.
Then, you know, you can get mold and whatnot.
Yeah.
But if it is dried, white rice never will expire. Sugar never expires. Just keep it out of the moisture because then it'll just get stuck together.
Yeah, that's
But technically
that's
still usable. So, whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
Salt never expires either. And that, I mean, that one just makes sense because back then they used salt to preserve
for
foods,
everything.
So,
yeah.
Vanilla extract. This one actually did surprise me. Vanilla extract never expires.
That surprises me too. Uh-huh.
Yep, it doesn't go bad. Vanilla extract. And then the one that everybody for sure knows, and if you don't, you get to know now, is the good old honey.
Honey. Yes, honey never expires.
Never expires.
And I love that. Yeah. I do too on everything.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you put it on. You can put it in your cereal.
Yeah.
You can put it on your steak.
I like it
I don't
on my
care
watermelon.
What you put it on.
It's
yeah.
Delicious.
The honey on watermelon.
It's so
is great.
Good.
Honey on just crackers, just regular
yes.
crackers is great. So, anyways, yeah. Those are your 6 foods that don't ever expire. And then we learned something probably a little bit more interesting than these foods that aren't even foods. But the old good Rolling Stones, Sweet Child of Mine.
No, Guns N' Roses.
What did I say?
Because I said Slash talked to Guns N' Roses, talked to Rolling Stone magazine.
There we go. That's why my brain.
That's why I'm here.
All kinds,
well, yes.
Guns N' Roses, okay? Wrote in 5 minutes.
Guns N' Roses and Honey. I love it.
I love it.
It's great.
Thanks for tuning
into
the Did You Know Show. And we'll definitely be back on Monday. And it'll be me and Cody again on Monday. So
yep.
We will see you then.